सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
So we have seen that Tyagi slowly, Tyagi, who is a Tyagi? Who is renouncing the fruits of action. Fruit of action is not craving for a specific fruit of action, is the Karmapala Tyagi. A Karmapala Tyagi will become Satta Samavishta. Slowly he will be evolving himself to the Satta Guna. From Raju and Tama Guna, he evolved to Satta Guna. Then Medhavi, that his intellect will be now ready for Atmagyan. Medhavi. Chinna Sansaya. Chinna Sansaya. He knows that the abiding in the self is the only method of liberation. There is no doubt about it. We have to get the knowledge and abide in it. Then he says, Nahi Devrita Sakyam Taktum Karmani Asesataha. But the Devrita, Devrita means those who are identified with the body, for them it is very difficult to renounce all the action. Karmani Asesataha. Yastu Karamphalatyagi Satyagi Iti Abhidhiyate. But if he starts with the Karamphalatyaga, Karamphalatyaga means not craving for a specific root of action. So the starting point is Karamphalatyaga. The Lord says, I will call him Tyagi. Actually, we have to reach up to the renouncements of ego. Ultimate goal is sannyas. So what is sannyas? Renouncement of ego. But the starting point is renouncement of karma phala tyag. This is the starting point. Then slowly, slowly, slowly you evolve. And ultimately, you will be able to reach that state. But whatever actions you do, there are three types of fruit of action. It is said, anishtam, ishtam, misram cha, trividham, karmana, phalam. The phalam, the fruit of action, are three types. Ishtam, good action will give you good result. The thing which you desired, ishtam. Anishtam, you don't like it, you don't desire it, anishtam. Misram, mixed fruit. We have all seen the details about this. So there are three types of fruit of action. The ishtam will take you to the devaloka, anishtam will take you to the lower loka, and misram will take you to manushya loka. So since we are in the manushya loka, we all have got the misra phala. Bhavati atyagi nam pritya. But those who are atyagi, atyagi means those who have not renounced the fruit of action, those who have not renounced the craving for the fruit of action, pretya, when they leave this world, so they will have to go according to their ishta, anishta and misrafal. Na tu sannyasi nam kvachit. Na tu sannyasi, but the sannyasi who has renounced his ego, he doesn't have to face all these three types of karma, which is carried over to next life. Because for the sannyasi, there is no next life. Therefore, sannyasi will not have any carry forward fruit of action. But other than sannyasis, other than the realized people, agyanis, they will have to take their balance in their account to the next birth. Then it is said, panche mani mahabaho karanani nibodhme sankhe kritante proktani siddhe sarva karmanam for accomplishing any action. Siddhe sarva karmanam for any action. Panche mani or panche tani mahabaho karanani. There are five factors. Nibodhme, O Arjun, learn it from me. This is the first time I am telling you about that five factors. Earlier in 17 chapters, I have not spoken about these factors. And these are also said in Sankhya. Sankhya means Vedanta. It is said in Upanishad also. It's not that I am telling. I am giving you the reference also. It is also said in Vedanta also. In the Upanishad also, it is said that five factors are there. Kritante means krit plus anta. Anta means end. Krit means whatever I have done. Whatever actions I have done, all will be destroyed, all will be roasted like seed, they will not germinate. It is said in Vedanta. So Kritanta is an adjective of Vedanta. Vedanta shows you the path. If you follow that path, so whatever actions you have done in your previous lives, the fruit of action will be destroyed. How it will destroy it? When you realize the truth. How do you realize the truth? Shankaracharya will tell, or the Guru, the Lord Krishna will also tell about that. So what are these five factors? Adhisthanam. What is this adhisthanam? It is a sariram. Body is needed. To do any action, body is needed. Adhisthanam. Body is there. If the karta is not there, doer is not there, then there will be no action. So the karta is also needed. Then the karan, instruments are needed. What are the instruments? Instruments we have got? Five organs of perception, five organs of action, and mana, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. These are instruments. So instruments are all fitted. You can't say, today I have come to the class, but my eyes and ears are at home. You can't say. A carpenter or a technician can say, I forgot to bring my screwdriver. He can say. But you can't say, because all instruments are fitted. Karanam. Cha prithak vidam vividhascha prathacheshta. Then you have to do the cheshta. Activity you have to do. And for that activity, you need energy. And the energy is given by prana, apan, vayu. That is our energy house. So cheshta is also needed. Daivam cha vatra panchamam. And the devta. All these four factors are known. Body is needed, instruments are needed, karta is needed, and we have to act also. But devta is also a factor. We forget this thing. Those who don't believe in devta, we say, okay, your prarabdha is there, your fate is there, luck is there, whatever name you want to call. That is the fifth factor, devta. Suppose you desire, but devta is not desiring. He is not giving permission. Then what will happen? Your desire will not be fulfilled. If your desire is fulfilled, that means he has seconded your proposal. Devta has also agreed. He has seconded your proposal. So devta is also another important factor. Then it says, sharir van manorbhi yat karma prarabhate nara nayaya. Vabiparitam va panchete tasya hetava. So you can do action by three ways. Kaya, vacha, mansa. Kaya, sarir. Sarir. Va, speech. Mansa. And there are two types. Nayayam. Nayayam means dharma sastriyam. Nyayam. Dharma sastriyam. Arvipiritam asastriyam adharmam. So you can do righteous action or unrighteous action. You can do it three ways. By body, by speech, and by mind.
Tat Tatraivam satikartaram.
Tatraivam satikartaram.
Atmanam kevalam tuyah.
Atmanam kevalam tuyah.
Pashyat kritabuddhitvat.
Pashyat krita buddhitvat.
Nasa pashyati durmati. Tatraivam satikartaram. Atmanam kevalam tuyah. Pashyat krita buddhitvat. Nasa pashyati durmati.
Tatraivam satikartaram. Atmanam kevalam tuyah. Tatraiva sati, this being the case, tatraivam sati, this being the case, five factors comes together and you act, and after that the fruit of action will come. Fruit of action will always follow after action. Fruit of action never comes before action. But few people thinks that who is the doer? Atma kevalam. Kevalam is pure. Atman is doer. They think, I'm not doing. Atman is doing. Pasyati akrit buddhitvat nasa pasyati durmati. Lord said, pasyati akrit buddhitvat. Who sees this? Akrit buddhi. What is this akrit buddhi? It is, Shankaracharya says, owing to imperfection of his intellect. Intellect having not been refined. And he mentions three steps for that. He says, Vedant acharya upadese anyayi akriti buddhitvat asanskrit buddhitvat. You have not done three things. If you have not done these three things, then it is akrit buddhi. What are those three things? It says instructions of the Vedanta. You don't know what is written in Vedanta. You have not studied Vedanta. Then Acharya Upadesha, instructions from the Acharya. He explains you what is written in the Vedanta, the correct meaning, how to interpret. Acharya Upadesha. And then the third is reasoning, Nyaya. Yukti. So all three are to be done. This akrit word comes in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita also, where it is a yatanto yoginaschainam pasyanti atmani avastitam yatanta api akritatmana nainam pasyanti achetasa. Yatanta yoginam, yogi who is striving, who has controlled his senses. As per written in the scripture, he has controlled his senses. Pasyanti atmani avasthitam. He sees the atman. He abides in that. Avasthitam. He abides in the atman. It's not that atman is somewhere else. It is already with you. Pasyanti. He sees. What about the other? Yatanta api akrit atman. Akrit atman. Not purified atman. Not purified intellect. Who has not studied Vedanta. Who has not listened to the guru. And who is not used his logics, reasoning. Akritaratma, yatanta, such person is also striving. But what happens? Nain enam pasyanti achetasa. Achetasa means abhiveki. From the Shastra you have to first learn that you have to do vivek. Vivek of Atma and Anatma. Without doing the vivek of Atma and Anatma, if you go and sit in the meditation, I want to know my Atman. Nainam pasyanti, he will not be able to see it. So Ajnani's buddhi is not trained in the right way. What is the right way of training? You have to listen to Vedanta. You have to know what is Vedanta, what is said in the Upanishad. How will you come to know? You have to come to Chinmaya class. Chinmaya mission, you have to come to class. Without coming to class, you will not get it. Then, if the living master is there, best is to shravan. Otherwise, if you studied Vedanta yourself, you will misinterpret. Even if you study Gita, you will misinterpret. Atman word is interpreted in different way in the Bhagavad Gita itself. Somewhere Atman is Atman, somewhere the Atman is mind, somewhere Atman is body. So who will tell you here the Atman means this? Then you will get, it's mystic language. Somebody must tell you, otherwise you will not read. Then yukti, see, reasoning, whether this is correct or not, whether the science behind it is correct or not. But ahankar vimur atma karta amiti minnate. We all think ahankar vimur atma. We are not only mura, we are vishesh rupena mura. We have done PhD in foolishness. Ahankar vimur atma karta amiti minnate. We say, no, no, I am karta. Well done, I have done this thing. How this karta has come? In Vedanta we know atma is a karta. Atma is not karta. This Atman, when it comes near the one equipment, one conditioning, which is called mind, which is inert, when they come closer, what happens? The Ambab comes, the Ahankar comes, the Jivatva comes. This is because of Ajnan. Because the Atman and Anatman can never mix. One is inert, another is sentient. But because of their close proximity, like a crystal takes the color of the blue cloth, which is in close proximity of the crystal, same way, this conditioning of the mind and Atman, this Jeev Bhav has come. But Atma is akarta. This has happened because of our ignorance. So who is real doer? If Atma is a karta, then who is karta? In the previous verse you have seen, no, there is a karta is required. Who is this karta? It is said earlier, it is said in Bhagavad Gita, prakrtihe kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Prakriti is doing. It is the anatma vastu which is doing. In the presence of Atma, Atma is a karta. But in the presence of Atma, everything is happening. Whole anatma vastu is inert. It cannot act on itself. But it is dependent on Atman. In the presence of Atman, the prakriti is doing everything. So who is karta? The prakriti is karta. Suddhatma naiva kurvan karyan. Suddhatma never does anything. His only presence is there. So jnani also acts without doership. So there was a Zen master. So people saw him, the neighboring people saw him, that he was fetching the water, chopping the wood before the jnana happens. Then this person went and perhaps attended some Vedanta course, somewhere he came back. And after coming back again, fetching water and chopping wood. So what is the difference? Now how can you say you are master now? So there is no changes outside, it is inside. The mati, the vision changes. There is no changes outside. So change has happened in mati, but akrita buddhi sees atma as doer. Akrita buddhi, not purified, not sanctified. So we have to purify our buddhi first. So for purifying, three things will be done. First we have to learn Vedanta. Next, Guru Upadesha. Tritiya, Yukti. Three things are required. If you have not done, the Lord said, you are Durmati. In the sloka number 16, he said, Durmati. And who is this Durmati? Is the man of perverted intellect. His intellect is corrupt. That causes janma and maran. The cycle of birth and death is coming because of our durmati. Why durmati? We have not studied Vedanta. We have not done the sravan. We have not seen the science behind it. Durmati. Sa pasyan api na pasyati. He is seeing but not able to see. In Bhaj Govindam also it comes. Pasyan api chana pasyati murahi udara nimitti bahukrita besa. Many people take sannyas. Then after that, for udar nimitti, for food, they will take different type of vesa. They have taken sannyas for knowing the Atman. But now they are making different type of vesa for udar nimitta. So sign of Durmati, what is the sign of Durmati? The sign of Durmati is said, he sees the body changing, he sees the body perishing, dying. But still, he is not searching for the Atman. There is something there with each one of us which is eternal, which is permanent with us. Still, he is not striving or contemplating on that. He is Durmati. Shankaracharya gives many examples of Durmati. He says, Timir Rogi sees many moons. Timir Rogi, it's a defect in your eye. Moon is only one. But he sees many moons. We all are Timir Rogi. How? There is only one Brahman. But we are seeing plurality. Is it not so? We are all Timir Rogi. We are seeing plurality. We are not seeing one and one only in each one of us. But we are seeing Naam Roop, different Roop, and this has all have got different names. Timir Rogi. And somebody thinks moon is moving when actually clouds are moving. Suppose there is a moon and the clouds are moving. Immediately what happens? The movement of cloud is superimposed on moon. And we say, moon is moving. In our Atma Bodh class also, we have seen, Drishyate Abresu Dhavasu Dhavan Nivyata Sasi. Or sometimes, we are sitting in the train. Here, what is called? Metra. Metra train. In India, we call it metro. But here, Monday I saw metra, it stops on all stations. No? Or is there a fast train also? There is a fast train also. I wanted to give an example of a fast train. And sometimes you are sitting in the fast train and you see one station. Say, Libertyville station gone. Didn't stop. So what you say? Libertyville gaya. Is it so? Libertyville passed. And how? Libertyville didn't even move in a single centimeter. But Libertyville chala gaya. You are sitting, you are seeing the houses and all the trees are moving. Then you say, do you see, they are all moving. The movement is in the train, you are superimposing that movement on others. So what is this practical thing, what we have to do? We have to come to the state when we have to renounce the ego. There is no aham karta bhav. There is no aham. Shankaracharya says in the connecting verse, ka puna sumati sa sammat prasiti uchyate. What is sumati? As regard to Durmati has said, what is sumati? So he is going to tell about the sumati. Who again is the man of right intellect who perceives correctly? Who is that person? So he has to tell you about the sumati also. He told you about the Durmati. Durmati says, Atma is acting. Atma is karta. And let us see what Sumati says.
Yasya naham krito bhavah. Yasya naham krito bhavah. Buddhir yasya nalipyate.
Buddhir yasya nalipyate.
Hatva pisaiman lokan.
Hatva pisaiman lokan.
Nahanti na nibadhyate.
Nahanti na nibadhyate.
Yasya naham krito bhavah. Buddhir yasya nalipyate. Hatva pisaiman lokan. Nahanti na nibadhyate.
Yasya. Who is that person? Who is Sumati? Who is the Sumati? Na aham krita bhava. Number one condition. Na aham krita bhava. There is no ego. There is no doership. What is ahankar? What is the definition of ahankar? Aham karta iti ahankar. I am the doer. The Lord, first thing he says, na aham kriti bhava. There is no doership that I am doing. Buddhi yasya nalipyate. And buddhi does not get attached or tainted. The two conditions are required to become sumati. We are at this point of time all durmati. We are under the cycle of birth and death. Why? Because of Durmati. Why Durmati? Not studied Vedanta, not gone to the Guru, and we don't know the logic or the reasoning behind it. So from Durmati to Sumati, if you want to become Sumati, then two conditions are required. No doership. And second, Buddhi does not get attached or get tainted. Earlier it was said in chapter 5, Liptatena sa papena padmapatra vivambasa. Liptatena papena. A jnani, when he does his actions, he is not tainted. And the example given, like a drop on the petal of Padmapatra, the lotus leaf. It never gets attached to that lotus. It moves. Hatva api sa iman loka na hanti na nibadyate. Hatva, even such person having these two qualifications, who is called as a sumati, he is free from ego, number one. And number two, his intellect is not tainted. If such a person destroys the iman loka, the whole loka, all the worlds, destroys, kills everybody, Lord says, na hanti, na nibadyate. He has not killed anybody. Na nibadyate. He is not bound by that action. Lord has given the extreme example. It's not that a jnani will destroy the whole world. He will not do that. But Lord is giving, even he will destroy the whole world. Iman lokan hanti. Nahanti nani batate, he has not done anything. Nani batate, he is not bound by the action. But Durmati will be bound by all this. Sumati, not bound. You may say, Lord, I like this. This type of Sumati I like. I will do all these things and I am not responsible for this. Lord said, you can become. Get these two qualifications. You all can become Sumati. How? No ego. And Buddhi not tainted. But this Vedanta concept is misunderstood by many. Who is doer? Who is killing? The person who is realized, he is Brahman, he is Atman, and Atman is Akarta. He is not doing. And in the earlier verse, while explaining the earlier sloka, I told you who is the doer? Prakriti is doing, not the Atman. A lazy person can say, I am not doing anything, so therefore I am realized. It's very difficult to distinguish between a tamasic person and a sattvic person. Lazy person, I am not doing. So therefore I am sattvic, I am a realized person. See, it should be understood in right perspective. Many people hear this Vedanta and they misinterpret and misuse it. They will say, I am Akarta, I am not doing, but they will force others to do it. It is Asuri Vedanta. They have heard that Atma is Akarta. They will say, I am Akarta, I will not do anything. But you all do this thing, this thing, this thing. This is Asuri Vedanta. So when you are realized from that platform, you can say, it is I am Akarta. So what are the sadhana? For us, first sadhana is demolish ego. Sadhana number one, demolish your ego. A person hit another person and he said, I am Akarta. I have learned from the Gita class today that I am Akarta. And he hit him. The other person also gave him. Said, I am also Akarta. If you are Akarta, then I am also Akarta. Be careful. Hatva is an action. Killing is an action. Kritva. Kritva means you have done it. But after that also, the one who is abiding in the Atma, he will say he has not done it. Tabhiman loka. So who is that person and how to remove this ego? This ego can be removed. Only three methods are given. Shankaracharya is given. It's not given by me. Shankaracharya is saying, you have to study Vedanta. Number two, Acharya Upadesh. And third is the logic, Nyaya. You have to get it. It is not that the Jnani will kill and destroy Loka. Lord is giving the extreme example. Extreme example. Many people criticize this, that the Lord Rama and Krishna, Lord Krishna killed many asuras. Other religion people say, Tumhara Devta to marta hai. What type of philosophy you are following? Come to my religion. Either or. But they don't know the philosophy correctly. They don't know. Because all actions according to our scriptures, gune reiva karmani kriyante guna, guna, the prakriti has done all this thing. And we superimpose the actions of prakriti on Atman. We superimpose that way. But Atma is not tainted. Atma is not tainted. How Atma is not tainted? It is example is given by Shankaracharya. Rajatattam Sukrikaya. Sukrikaya means that Suktikaya, what they call it?
Mother pearl.
Mother pearl. You see the sea cells on the seashore and early morning they shine as if it is like a silver. But if you ask that sea cell, is the silver there? Well, no. It's not there. I am not tainted with the silver. Suktikaya. And the space remains untainted by the children throwing dust in the space. If you throw dust, can you taint the space? No, you can't taint. So Kriya is done by Adhishthan. One thing we have to remember, Adhishthan is Sarir. In the previous loka we have seen, all actions are done by body, karta, karan, cheshta, and with the concurrence of devta. So all actions are done by sarir. Lord Krishna married 16,000 girls. At the same time he says, I am brahmachari. From which standpoint he is saying, I am brahmachari? From the absolute standpoint. Durvasa ate but still say, I have not eaten. Even in our day-to-day life, we also have experienced many times this state. We have done something but still we don't remember. There is no doership there. But wherever there is a strong doership, we remember all those incidents. You have done many acts which you don't remember. The doership was not there. But wherever there is a strong doership, you remember all these things. So in the next verse, Lord is going to tell about the three impulses which prompts an action, which we'll see in our next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.